The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Fruit inspector, not a judge. When it comes to looking at the fruit or actions of a person versus judging or condemning them, the Bible provides pretty clear instructions. Judge not, lest you be judged. Don't so much be watching for the negative, focusing on others' actions or works in order to condemn them. Instead, be looking for the fruits of their labors. Compliment and encourage them for doing good and things that are right. Recognize their good deeds, just like when we want to attract others to Christ through our good works. Matthew 7, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, 'Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye,' when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite! First, get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye." From Luke 6, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven." It is also important that we are careful to not falsely accuse others. John the Baptist was preaching repentance and answering questions from the crowd in Luke 3, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, "And what shall we do?" And he said unto them, "Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages." One real-life example of judging someone or falsely accusing them is in traffic. Don't raise your hand, but how many of us get really ticked when someone cuts us off? I had to deal with this just this morning. I was merging onto a four-lane highway. Thankfully, as I pulled out, I was able to pull into a center turn lane and sped up while waiting for an opportunity to merge into the lane just right of me. I watched carefully, and there was just enough room for me to change into that lane, but a car in that lane sped up to prevent me from moving over safely. The driver consciously made a decision to not be courteous by simply moving over into the right lane. As it passed me and I slowed down to find another spot behind that car, I confess that I honked my horn at it. God forgave me for losing my temper, getting angry and then acting on that anger. Well, God's word is very clear and specific, as the apostle told the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 4. "Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So, stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." As Christ was instructing the multitudes during his Sermon on the Mount, the concept of watching for people's works, their fruits, comes up. Matthew 7. "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." Galatians 5. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. May God help us to encourage one another to good works. Hebrews 10. Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Ephesians 4. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now that we've heard His word, let's all be doers of the word.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.